Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day. Wanted to have a business owner on that, you know, not only works with local, regional businesses, but kind of works with each and every one of us in our homes. And obviously, wanted to have a veteran business owner on today. So I'm grateful that Andy Wines, the owner, founder of Camo Crew Junk Removal, joins us this morning. Andy, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And thanks, obviously, for your service. So you have 20-plus years of military experience in the U.S. Army Reserve. It's a career counselor. How did that experience, how impactful was that as you started your entrepreneurial journey to where you are today?
You know, I would not be where I'm at in life without my military service. It gave me that foundation of discipline and selfless sacrifice that I continue to carry forward. And, you know, my last deployment was to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, about 9 years ago. And during that entire deployment, I visualized this life I would have someday of owning a business and having a brand. And I took a lot of those things I learned in the military about structure and process, discipline, selfless service, and I rolled them into this business. And we have the opportunity now to go in and serve our community. We served our country, and now we can serve our community in a way where we clean people's houses and their businesses out, and then on the backside, find homes for the things that other people are discarding because other people want those things. And so that's the environmental aspect that comes in. And it really comes down to doing our due diligence and being disciplined to continue to serve in the right way possible.
So you're really able to also look into the sustainability practices of it all, too, because it's not just about, hey, yeah, the Sherman basement has a lot of junk you got to get out, but you got to find the next home for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a facility out here in Butler, Wisconsin, the metropolitan juggernaut that is Butler. And we bring the material back here. We sort it, we store it, and then we ship it out to keep the items out of the landfill. I'm an entrepreneur, right? But before that, I'm an environmentalist. Hmm. My goal is to continue to take care of our planet, take care of our community. And we do that every day. And people allowing us in their homes allows us to facilitate that transfer of goods to the next best person.
So what's your environmental background? And obviously that had a big inspiration in terms of what you're doing at Camo Crew Junk Removal now.
It's real simple. We grew up poor, and my dad and I, we would drive around nice neighborhoods the day before trash day, and we'd go find treasures. Hmm. And that, you know, that was bikes and skateboards and toys, and eventually turned into sinks and faucets and lock sets and things that I could take apart and take to a scrapyard on a Saturday morning and get my bounty. So I did that, come back from Iraq. I came back home from Iraq in 2007. 2009, I found myself laid off. And so I started driving around the northwest side of Milwaukee, picking up appliances on the side of the road. I did that for a number of years while I went to college. I got a bachelor's degree in business management with a minor in environmental sciences. And, you know, it's through that experience that has taught me really what are the best practices. I wanted to be an environmental consultant at one point, and I realized people are more apt to pay you to solve the problem than they are for your opinion. Mm-hmm. So really, it's been a labor of love and experience that has, you know, taught me what I know today. And 2 years ago, I was recognized in the waste industry as top 40 under 40 across the world. So it's not necessarily a pedigree to get you where you're at in life. It's about the hard work you put in and the experience that comes with it.
Yeah, congratulations for sure. So what advice do you have for other veterans that are looking to transition into entrepreneurship?
It's relatively simple. Entrepreneurship, I talked about this at Carroll College a couple months back, is entrepreneurship is the intersection of what you're willing to do for free that someone's willing to pay you for. And so chase your passion. Go after what you love doing, and then bring in the discipline, the processes, the camaraderie we learn in the military into a passion that you have, and you can build a great business that way.
Very good. Andy Wines, the owner of Camo Crew Junk Removal. Andy, I appreciate your time this morning and appreciate your service, and all the best in your venture continuing to move forward.
Cool. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good week. When we come back, we're going to talk about our homes, the remodeling industry, and the evolution of southeastern Wisconsin's remodeling industry as the professionals from Exterior Pros join us. This is The Upswing. It's Monday. We'll be right back.